the things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations, like China, are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. made with quality stainless steel. Our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Last day of 2013 on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. The website where the ninjas normally congregate is undergoing repair. And for those of you that are trying to head that way, and it's not working out in the chat room, please go to Google Plus or to YouTube if watching the radio show is still important. Every time I say that, watching the radio show, I just have to chuckle at that. 10 o'clock today, we're going to be joined by Chris Costa and I think Sean Anderson, who was the director of the video, that the Easy Day video and the Easy Day making of video. That's coming up in a couple of hours. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that is going to be put on your phone. And with this, you're going to be able to, it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. They don't have to be smartphones. So those of you old-school mobile phone holders, it'll work for you, too. You can plan every facet of your day with this, but what Civil Dispatch, where their niche is, where they excel, is they're going to be able to tell you, unbidden, based totally on your locale, what's happening around you that you might not know about, that you might not have been able to plan for, that you might not be able to imagine. A terrorist attack, a blizzard, a flash flood, an earthquake, a tornado. It doesn't matter. You're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. This past year, we have seen a growing number of states start to pass law that is in contravention of federal law. Now, Washington State and Colorado approved measures that legalize the recreational use of marijuana. And President Obama has, he's decided, he told Barbara Walters in some interview that he was on, that his Justice Department would not prosecute pot users in those states. We've got bigger fish to fry. Now, first of all, I just think all that stuff's wrong. Not the pot smoking per se, but the fact where he says, well, we're not going to prosecute you if you're in these states. This selective choice that he seems to think he has is bad. But that's fine. He set this precedent himself as precedent. He's willing to give each state a pass. But now we get to ask the question, with everything that's going on in these states, is the president going to respect states that pass legislation in defiance of federal law when it comes to guns? Now, this past March, the Senate Judiciary Committee passed both the Fixed Gun Checks Act, a la Chuck Schumer, which would have criminalized all private firearm sales, and the Feinstein assault weapon ban. That's coming from your Senate, the higher house of Congress. You don't own private property if they're guns, and you can't own these guns no more. Thank you. Of course, they didn't become law. But when the individual states started seeing all of this stuff, which before Sandy Hook, it had been 20 years before anybody wanted to take up gun control again because of what happened in 1993-94. But the states decided to be proactive about this, and they started introducing their own legislation to defy any new federal gun law. In Ohio, they introduced SB 36. That would have prohibited, or it would prohibit, firearm seizures, registration, and bans in their state. In Kentucky, the Senator Jared Carpenter introduced a bill that would have prohibited Kentucky from enforcing new federal gun control laws if they're enacted. That measure passed by a vote of 34-3. The Idaho House of Representatives passed a bill that criminalizes the act of enforcing any new federal laws that ban, restrict, confiscate, or require registration of firearms, ammunition, in violation of the state's constitution. That passed by a 55-13 vote. In Louisiana, there's a bill that prohibits the enforcement of federal restrictions regarding the ownership or possession of semi-automatic firearms. The reason I'm pointing all this out is 2013, we need to look at this as Americans, first and foremost, gun owners, definitely, where the majority of the states decided they were going to be constitutional. Not all of them, to be sure. We have New York, we have California, we have Illinois that's meandering, shall we say, as they go to concealed carry. They're going to be deluged in Illinois with concealed carry permit requests. The powers that be in Illinois are wanting to use, if you got a jaywalking ticket when you were 12, they want to use that as a reason in some cases to prohibit or deny a concealed carry permit. That's not going to get that. That's not going to pass muster. But that's what they're trying. They're doing everything they can to muddle it up. But the majority of the states in the United States, and the majority of the people in the United States, are awake, thankfully. And I think that this is a good thing. I think the reactions, the knee-jerk reactions of all of these anti-gun politicians this year, since they are new and improved, you know, with President Obama in office, I think a lot of them were emboldened. I think they were emboldened by the fact that they rammed Obamacare down everybody's throats without anybody even knowing what was in it. And I think that they thought that this was going to, you know, after they were done, they did their foray of the tap dance, the blood of those children in Sandy Hook, without doing a damn thing to make sure another Sandy Hook doesn't happen, by the way, I might add. Which is the biggest malfeasance of office. They thought they had the wind at their backs. They thought prohibition was in play. And thankfully, that was beaten back by the awakening constituents of those senators who voted against it. I don't know what would have happened in the House, and I don't necessarily want to see it make it to the House. Boehner's a little too wishy-washy for me. But what the states are doing is what will lead to, dare I say it, salvation. And if they continue to do it, if they continue to press this way, this is going to be, it's going to be nothing but good. Because we are citizens of our states first. That's the way it was envisioned. We're citizens of our states first. We are not Americans first. We are Texans, Coloradoans, Californians, North or South Carolinian, North or South Dakota. And these people that are wanting to legislate away every one of your freedoms and your rights, they don't know what you're like. They don't know how good you are. And they're getting a crash course now. We'll be right back. That's the way it was envisioned. We're citizens of our states first.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm talking about the states, right? And I don't know where this guy comes from, but let me give this rube his due. His name is Rich Abdill, and he wrote an article about what is happening here in South Carolina. And you know, from his, and I'll give you some verbatim passages of his little ditty. But it's sort of clear to me
that he regards we, South Carolinians, and the politicians in the General Assembly that push some of this stuff, as the unwashed rubes that, you know, he just thinks we are. And let me point something out to you, okay? All of you out there that may think the Militia Act sort of did away with the whole militia concept as it was outlined in the Constitution, recognize the fact that there's also a passage in there that recognizes the unorganized militia, please. If you're going to read that law, read it all. Don't just read the parts that work for you and your agenda. Read everything in it. He starts out his little scribe. Take note, all you people planning on invading South Carolina. They're going to be ready, and they will ignore hypothetical federal law to do it. Subcommittee in the South Carolina State Senate has just passed a bill onto the General Committee that defines the duties and responsibilities of the South Carolina Unorganized Militia, which does not sound like the most imposing fighting force ever assembled, but will have tons of guns nonetheless. Because we could never possibly stand up to the American military. Oh, no, it's a paranoid fantasy. The bill's primary sponsor, and I know this gentleman. His name's Tom Corbin. He swept in the 2010 wave. This past November, November of 2012, he actually won two elections in November, and he decided to pick the one he wanted. He won re-election in the House, and then he won election as a senator. He's a senator now. He says the bill does not actually create anything, according to Charleston Post and Courier reporter Stephen Largan, and it just defines what weapons they would use, and the guns they would use, coincidentally enough, are of a special classification called all of them. You can just see the disgust in this guy. Item number two from the text of the bill. A militia member at his own expense shall have the right to possess and keep all arms that would be legally, that could be legally acquired or possessed by a South Carolina citizen as of December 31st, 2012. This includes shouldered rifles and shotguns, handguns, clips, magazines, and all components. Item number three. The unorganized militia may not fall under any law or regulation or jurisdiction of any person or entity outside of South Carolina. Which sort of locks things down. So, no new gun laws in the unorganized militia, which is everybody. And here he goes. Here he goes rogue on us. And he really reveals who he is. You hear that, Barack? Who takes our guns? We've got a militia now, and federal laws don't count. We're going to defend the Constitution, except for Article 6, because it is communist. So this militia could buy any gun not currently outlawed, which is a necessary thing to say, because that California lady senator is trying to outlaw them, even though Japan could invade that state at any time. Who are these people in the South Carolina unorganized militia immune to any new gun laws? This just cracks me up. Let me explain something to you, okay? And please don't think that this is not advice, and I'm not going to get out there and give you any sort of this is not. Let me just tell you how it would go down, okay? Or how it should go down in a guerrilla war. Now, South Carolina, like any state in the Union, or a lot of states in the Union, has its share of military posts. We have Marines, we have Navy, we have Army. And all of those have people that are stationed there, who, guess what, live in South Carolina. Do you honestly believe that a drill instructor in the Marine Corps at Paris Island who lives off post, if they get orders that say, go confiscate the guns, and he lives in a neighborhood where, like, he's one of three military members in the housing subdivision, do you think he's going to do that? Because he knows his community. Do you think that outside of Fort Jackson in the capital city of South Carolina, in Columbia, that all of the trainees are going to rush out into the streets and start quelling the massive civil unrest? No, because the drill sergeants live off post in Columbia. This presumption that people who don't know what they're talking about make when they get out there and start telling you what's going to happen and how it is absolutely delusional for us to think that we can fight the drones and the Bradleys and the A-10s and it gets done all the time. Every day, right now, today, it gets done. Successfully. And they ignore that. But I do love it when people who don't know what they're talking about write something like they know what they're talking about. It gives me an absolute kick. Because they're the ones living in the fantasy world. It's not delusion to think that if they decide to clamp down on the United States tomorrow, that there's going to be a lot of desertions. Yeah. Because the federal government, the illusion of control that they have is based solely on the fact that most of us are just good people. Most of us are law-abiding. The cities and the townships and the areas where concealed carry is allowed and where guns aren't restricted shows that. When a police officer pulls somebody over for speeding and it's a concealed carrier, he doesn't open up on them because he's a good person. But when one of these, I don't know, shall we say, ivory hall educated writers gets out there and when he gets out there and says, you know, this would be a good idea. When somebody decides to wage a conventional South Carolina-based land war against the largest military in the solar system, the first thing the Army is going to do is call up the governor and ask him to send in every armed 17-year-old in the state. That will surely help. What a miracle they did not have to worry about gun control. Well, the first thing, you moron, right now my governor is a female who just got a gun for Christmas. Second of all, you don't want none of this. You don't want none of Georgia. You don't want none of North Carolina or South Dakota or Wyoming. You don't want none of that. Just write about it. It can go with the rest of the fairy tales you believe. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Looking back at 2013, since my time here at Republic Broadcast began, one of the most innovative solutions or services that came to my attention, that now they've become sponsors, is Texas Law Shield / U.S. Law Shield, which is, they're not joining me today, but I'm going to tell you what it's going to be like and why. Being Craig in Pennsylvania, he sent me an email. He's joined Texas Law Shield because they just showed up in Pennsylvania. And the reason for joining a service like this is because if you're walking around as an armed citizen, you are prepared to deal with a self-defense situation, but it doesn't stop there. It will go beyond that. You will have to, you're actually beginning a process when that happens. Now, if you are ever involved in the unfortunate incident, if you're ever involved in self-defense where you actually shoot somebody, what you should expect is you should expect to be treated like a criminal, to be handcuffed, to be questioned at length, to have your words examined in detail, and to be taken to jail. That's what you should expect. If all of those things don't happen, well, that's good. But that's what you should expect. expect the worst. If things go better than you expect, then consider that to be sort of a blessing. Another thing that you can expect is to have your gun secured by the police the moment they arrive on the scene. They don't know you. They don't know for sure what just happened or who is telling the truth. And for their own safety, they will almost certainly disarm you immediately. So, for all of us out there that, I know my rights, I know, this is the time when we need to comply. And I know to a certain degree that rubs some people sort of raw, but you're going to be involved in a whole lot of physical things that are happening, physically and emotionally. You're already going to be in turmoil. Do not add to that. Okay? You're going to have your own issues to deal with. When the police arrive, all they're sure of is that something bad has happened. So if you have a gun, they're not going to know whether you're the good guy or the bad guy until they investigate. This is not the time. That's not going to be the time for you. And really, honestly, I don't even know if anybody would have the presence of mind to do this, but it's not the time to lecture authorities about your rights or insist that you did nothing wrong. These sorts of investigations are a step-by-step process. And step one in any shooting is to secure the scene, which includes securing all weapons. In a shooting instance, if you have secured the scene prior to the police getting there, by all means, give them your weapon immediately on request. And try not to have your gun in your hand when they show up. Please. Let's not forget the lesson we learned of young Andy in Sonoma County, California, with the airsoft gun, where he was shot, seven times? Because when the 13-year-old was told to drop it, like any 13 or 35-year-old, he was turning around like, what? And he didn't drop it. So when they show up, let's not add to that. Unless you're a member of law enforcement or you just happen to personally know the responding officers, having a gun in your hand will put them into sort of a red alert mode. You will likely face multiple officers with guns drawn and pointed at you, and any misunderstood movement on your part could have tragic results. And that, like I said, at this point, this is not the time to sit out there and debate with somebody whether their guns need to be pointed at you. You're the good guy. You just did a good thing, or you did the only thing you could. You were bothering nobody. This, whatever happened, happened. Somebody tried to shatter your peace, your life, your body, and you stopped them. But that's not going to be the time to do that. That will come later. So being the good guy isn't going to be the point. Responding officers don't know who the good guy is yet. When they drive up, they're going to see a guy with a gun. They're going to be told about a shooting. They're going to drive up. They're going to see a guy with a gun. That's going to be you, the good guy. So assuming the police have arrived and you have cooperated with them fully as they secure the scene, they now have your firearm in their possession. Are you going to get your gun back? Maybe. Maybe not. The problem with gun seizures in these cases is that, once again, it can be sort of cost prohibitive legally to pursue that, which is why I can't wait for Texas U.S. Law Shield to get in South Carolina, because I'm going to be the first member. And I, you know, 1095 a month or $130 for the year. Do you know how much money that could save you if you actually had to use it? It'll also help you with getting your gun back. Consider the case of Cleveland resident Derek J. Washington. He didn't use his gun. He merely reported a shooting. And yet, the Cleveland police seized his gun and refused to return it to him. According to the Cleveland Division of Police records obtained by media trackers, Washington called emergency responders to report having heard gunshots in the area of a nearby traffic accident. When police arrived on the scene, they arrested the witness as well as the individuals involved in the two-vehicle collision. They incorrectly believed there was an outstanding warrant for Mr. Washington's arrest. They searched his car, confiscated his pistol, and concealed handgun license without a search warrant. He was held in detention for illegally carrying a concealed weapon and using a weapon while intoxicated, despite the fact that his legally owned firearm, a Taurus 38 Special Revolver, was found secured in a gun locker in his car, not on his person. He spent the next 2 days and three nights in jail before police investigators concluded, after two rounds of information gathering and deliberations with the city's assistant prosecutor, that there was insufficient evidence to charge him with any crime. After he was finally released, his gun remained in the possession of the city of Cleveland, with the police citing a local law enabling police officers to confiscate any firearm which they believe might be used to cause bodily harm against them, until the item is released by an order of a court of competent jurisdiction. Quite the morass. Mr. Washington spent 9 months fighting the city, including filing a lawsuit to retrieve his gun. So is that right? No. Does it happen anyway? Yes. And we should expect it. For those of us who are labeled gun nuts, this is where owning multiple firearms actually sort of makes sense. Or at least I think it does. Preparing to defend yourself physically is a very practical endeavor. You prepare to do what you need to do to survive. Preparing for a legal aftermath is also a practical matter, so you should expect the worst-case scenario and be prepared to deal with it. I have car insurance. Don't have health insurance, which is a gas. It's splendid. And I'm not signing up for Obamacare. Not going to sign up with it, because it's quite entertaining to go to a doctor's office and not have health insurance. But if you're carrying a gun, okay, and if it's not, I recommend Texas Law Shield, one, because they're a sponsor, two, because I have minutely examined their program. And sometimes, if you're involved in one of these things, you can literally bankrupt yourself. And if you're one of these people like me that has this sense of right and wrong, like if they take one gun, I want that gun back. If I didn't commit a crime, I want that gun back. Them getting out there and saying, well, we can keep it, on the off chance that one day it might cause us harm. That's a bunch of BS. That's not going to wash. I want it back, and I will get it back. We're going to review when we get back the five reasons that they shouldn't ban guns. The five practical reasons they shouldn't. Hopefully, those that want to ban them will be listening. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
And welcome back on the last day of the year. This is Lock and Load. It happens to be a Tuesday. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Thankfully, I have one of the very best examples in my boss, Larry Pratt, because he does one thing, and he does it really well whenever he engages gun grabbers. He keeps his head straight. He remains very calm, and he makes his points very clear and logical, and logically and rationally. So, here are some points to remember whenever you're around a civilian disarmament advocate. The first item, the one that they tell us, well, you can just rely on the police. It has been proven time and time again in court that they don't have an obligation to protect us individuals. So, item number one, they're not there to protect us. They're there to clean up. The very best I can hope from a police officer is when they're drawing the chalk outline around my body, that it will be done with a flourish. Repeatedly, it's been proven that they cannot and often will not help you in a bad situation. If there's an active shooter in a building, generally they're not going to enter said building until SWAT arrives. They leave it to them. That gives you an average response time of 15 minutes for a SWAT team, and that's a very long time that you're going to be able to need to defend yourself. Not having proper equipment to defend yourself is a no-win scenario. You cannot beat them by throwing staplers at them, or cans of soup, or your lunch, or the water cooler. You cannot beat them and be assured of survival by hunkering down and hiding in place, because in this kind of situation, movement is going to be life. Getting out of his line of sight is going to be life. Presenting yourself and trying to hide, while it may work, is the worst of the passive situations you can possibly find yourself in. These school lockdowns that they advocate infuriate me, because lockdown means locked in. And you've got these no open windows, and they don't have hammers in there or anything, so they're just there. And if the active shooter decides to get into a classroom or an office or a hallway access or whatever, he's going to get in there. Because passive defensive systems are only meant to slow him down. So, item number one, why we shouldn't be disarmed? They're not there to protect us. Number two, all these laws that we obey, the bad guys don't. For us, there's no rationale whatsoever that can make anyone think that when a gun ban is enforced, that criminals are going to turn in their guns. The expanded background check is a great example. Them getting out there and telling you this will keep guns out of the hands of criminals. Well, when they go to the drug cartel, or when they go to their gang affiliates, or wherever they go, or to the guy that sells guns out of the trunk, there's not a background check run. And if there were one run, they're not going to say, well, I didn't pass the background check. Maybe I could get a job at the drive-thru. That's not what happens. If criminals are still going to be armed, and we can't be, how are we going to protect ourselves? When I say we can't be, how we're going to protect ourselves, see item number one. Item number three, bad things do actually happen. And it doesn't have to be a spree shooter, for example. We had Superstorm Sandy, Hurricane Katrina, and other natural disasters. When something big happens, things go to hell in a handbasket really quick. Generally, and, you know, this is not their fault. It's primarily based on the fact that they can't employ enough, because they're bound by things called budgets. Generally, you will find logistical services break down and cease. And within 72 hours, you have lawlessness, which begins to prevail. And again, you need a means to protect yourself, your family, and your property. It hurt during Superstorm Sandy in the outskirts of the places where it landed up in the Northeast, in New Jersey and New York. Everybody became really good friends with those guys who'd gone to the trouble of becoming gun owners. And they would get out and post signs and say, this neighborhood, this street is secured by guns. Because if those signs weren't up and those things weren't being done, the home invasions were door to door, kick in a door, invade, loot, next door. I don't know how they carried everything. Item number four is the highly unlikely. Foreign countries have been afraid to attack the U.S. because we can defend our country. Whether it's a foreign power or our own government getting out of control, regardless of how unlikely that may seem to some people, this was the original purpose of the Second Amendment. So every country that has ever disarmed their citizens has had very serious repercussions, both for the country at their end point and the citizens leading up to it. Item number five, we do need to solve this problem of violence. Even though it is going down, we need to continue to press on that. But removing the tool is not going to be the answer. The biggest murders that have been ever carried out were done with planes as bombs or fertilizer bombs in vans. The biggest school killing ever carried out was with dynamite. So if it isn't guns, it's going to be knives or it's going to be bombs or whatever people can find and use. When guns are harder to come by, or when they, where they are harder to come by, you get more bombings. It's happening today. It's happening everywhere. Humans bent on killing other humans for whatever reason, whether it's to become famous or to make a political goal achievable or whatever they're trying to do. Some people just want to see people die. You know, there are evil people in the world. They're going to find a way. We need better health care. We need better mental care. We need prevention of property, better education, control over illegal immigration, and other ways to improve as a culture before things are going to improve. Until those root causes are addressed and then solved, well, we're going to have to travel a very rough road, and we're going to have to work constantly on protecting our rights and freedoms. Let's see. Let's go to, real quick, Barrett in Arizona. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I want to know how we can actually, because what they'll do is they'll kill us.
Who, they? They who?
The cops. Cops. Police.
Okay. You're in Arizona. Okay. Which part of Arizona are you in?
Okay, let me ask you this. They will gun us down.
Okay, well, but I asked you which part of Arizona you live in.
Well, do we have a defense?
I'll tell you what. Since we're going to go round and round with this one, do you mind going on a hold while we flip into the next hour, and then I can open up with you? Because
okay.
I'm about to run out of time. Gunslinger, take him back to hold, and we'll talk with Barrett when we get back, when we flip into the next hour. I have been asked, do you want to live in a world where everyone is armed? That's sort of a good question. First part of it would be no. I wish we could live in a really great utopian place of peace and tranquility where there was no need to defend ourselves, but that doesn't exist. I want people to have the choice over whether to be armed or not. Do I think every person alive today should be armed? Absolutely not. But I know enough. When we get back, we will continue on a Tuesday, on the last day of the year. This is Lock and Load.